Good night, everyone. Thank you for coming. Like I mentioned, this shiur is going to be longer than usual because we need to cover two source sheets. Hopefully we're going to make it. And if not, the rest of it is in the papers. We'll have seven topics to speak about, Bezot Hashem. The first one is Kli Sheni, and I'm going to concentrate more in Matzeket, like Leilu. Then we're going to discuss Din Smicha Lamedura. And then we're going to discuss what is the definition of Yad Soledet, what exactly is Yad Soledet, because it's not so clear. Then we're going to discuss Bishul, when the item is not really need the bishul, and we have the example in Seif Yudalad with fruits that can be eaten raw, is considered bishul midoraita or not. Then we're going to discuss something that we had to discuss a long time in Resh Nun Gimel, but it's spread out, so it's a couple of places. This is the last place that it's mentioned in the Gemara. The idea of lach shelo nitztanen legamre. The Rema concept that as long as it's not nitztanen legamre, it's still considered mevushal for the purpose of bishul achar bishul. And we're going to see why and what is exactly the Rema hold lemaise. Then we have to speak about nolad, the shita of the truma, the bala truma, and the way that the Rema paskin lemaise. And then at the end, we're going to discuss Bezot Hashem Din Megis. What exactly are the definition of Megis? When is it Asur? Why? So slowly, slowly, Bezot Hashem. So the first topic is Leilo, and the Mishnah Berurah here brings it basically in Sif Katan Pei Zayin. He brings the machloket. אבל אם שואב בכלי ריקן מתוך כלי ראשון, יש אומרים דדינו ככלי ראשון, ובפרט אם משה את הכלי ריקן בתוכו עד שמעלה רתיחה. So I want to discuss this a little bit more in depth. The main, not the main, but the first ראשון that we found that discussed later is Tosfot in Avodah Zarah למד ג' למד ב'. Tosfot discussed the case of הגעלה. When you want to be maga'il, to make hagala from kli rishon, to be maflit from something that was bolea in a level that it's close to kli rishon. So Tosfot says, I'm reading in Tosfot in the source sheet, v'yesh mesimim ke'ara betoch machvat al ha'esh, ad she'aretichot olot toch ha'ke'ara, u'me'ota ke'ara maga'ilin. So discuss the case that you take like a bowl and you put it inside the pot that on top of the fire, until you see bubbles inside the second bowl that you put inside, and then you take the bowl and you pour it on top of the other kli that you want to be magil. ובזה מסופק רי אם זה מועיל ככלי ראשון עם לב ותלה הדבר להחמיר ואסר בהן להגעיל לחשיב ככלי שני. So רי was מסופק and he was basically choishesh lechumra both ways. So in order to be considered haga'ala from kli rishon, he said, no, it's kli sheni, don't do it to be maga'il. But l'inyan meligat tarnegolet, if you pour on top of tarnegolet that was not, you didn't do melicha yet, so you should consider that to be kli rishon, and then it's mavliya, the blood in the chicken. So he was mesupak. The Taz in Yoreda and Siman Tzadik Bet Sif Katan Lamed bring the Maharil in Ilchot Pesach. And I'm skipping two lines. And then, the kli she'shoev imo hu kli sheni v'nitbatel bo bishul arotchin terem shemagilin. Achen im shoev kli she'shoev imo toch kli shemevashlin bo arotchin uvod shehu sham ma'alim amayim retichot shafir mitki gam hu kli rishon. So you bring the Maharil. The Maharil seems to say a little bit different than Tosfot. It seems to the Maharil, it looked like in the Maharil that he hold that if you just take a ladle and pour the water out, then it's going to be kli sheni. But if you're going to keep the ladle in the pot for a long time until you see bubbles, then it's, you can consider that to be Kli Rishon. Lechora Tosfot was Mesupak in that case, when you wait until it getting hot and have bubble inside the second Kli, even that Tosfot was Mesupak. But the Maril seems to say that if you waited, then it's Kli Rishon. If you didn't wait, then it's Kli Sheni. And the Taz says, he doesn't bring the Tosfot, he just brings the Tosfot at the end of his, he said, and then Shuv Raiti the Tosfot, but he started with the Maharil, and he said that the Maharil Mashma, that if you just pour without leaving it there for a couple of minutes, then it's Kli Sheni, and the Taz doesn't like it. He says, why would it be like that? The Tosfot, Tosfot taught us in Mem Amud Bet that the reason that Kli Sheni is Kli Sheni is because the walls are cold. So here the walls are getting hot. And he said another question, that for Dinei Bliya Havla'a V'Havla'a, if you take a dairy spoon and you put it in the fleshik pot that on the fire, you're not going to say that the... No, it's just Kli Sheni, it's not Aser. You consider that Kli Rishon to be Aser, the spoon that you mix, the spoon for sure going to be Aser. So you consider that Kli Rishon for Bolea Umaflit. Why wouldn't you consider that Kli Rishon for other purposes? So the Taz seem to say that it should be like Kli Rishon. And then he bring the Tosfot, and he said, Lemaise, we should be Machmir to consider that like Kli Rishon.
But that's only when he left it in with bubbles. Not just a quick.
He said that Tosfot is Tapek, Ela Shearosh Katav Beshemri, Daveke Kli Rishon. So his maskana is like what he wanted to say, that to argue with the Maharil, that even if you didn't leave it there for a long time, you should be Machmir to consider that Kli Rishon. He's argue basically in Tosfot. He's bringing like the Rosh that seems to say what he says. That's his Taina. Right, but the question is, do you need to leave it there for a long time or not? And that's a whole very big... By Dinei Hagala also, do you need, when you do Hagala for Pesach, do you need to wait in order to make sure that everything that was inside the pot should be maflit? So it's actually in the tour, in Chod Pesach, he brings in the name of one of the Gaonim, that you should keep it there for... until you make sure that it's very hot, the metal... And then you show that it was mufflit everything. But then I didn't bring that source here. That the other Rishon in the Torah said, "Natata dvarecha leshiurim," meaning how long can you wait? We consider everything that you put in a hot boiling water to be Kli Rishon. Magen Avraham in Taflun Bet Seif Tet in Chod Pesach seems to hold like the Maharil Lemaise, that only if you keep the ladle in the pot for a long time, then it's considered Kli Rishon. But if you just pour soup into your bowl, then you can consider the ladle to be Kli Sheni. So the Mishnah Berurah, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, in Sif Katan Memhei, he seems to say that the bowl that you pour the soup into is considered Kli Shlishi. So it seems like he holds like the Maharil, that if you just pour, it's Kli Shlishi. And then in ours, in Sif Pezayin, he brings the Machloket between the Taz and the other Chohenim, and he said, "Befrati Mashiach Kli Betuchat Shemaaleh Retichah." But he's not machria between the Taz and the Magen Avraham and the Maharil. He just said that there is a machloket, and if you mashev, for sure you should be machmir. But he's not machria. So why, for the purpose of bishul achra fiyah, in the beginning of the siman, when you take pieces of bread and you put into your soup bowl, he said that you can consider the soup bowl like a Kli Shlishi. Lichora, you should be machmir. It's a safek deoraita, maybe bishul, har bishul. So, a couple of ways to be miyash of the Mishnah Berurah Lemaise. The Minchat Yitzchak, the first svara that he says is, when you judge, it depends what you're looking at. If you ask me what is the ladle, I'm going to tell you it's a machloikes. If you're going to ask me about the bowl, I will be machria that the bowl is Kli Shlishi. The suffix is by matzeket, you have a suffix. But for the Kli Shlishi, it's a different suffix. So he's more makel. It's like a different, like, it's a very hard to, it's like a dinim. Like for it's a suffix, like a second suffix. It's a hard swara. The swara that I do like, the second swara that he says, and the Orchot Shabbat in Perik Aleph Ha'ara Kufvav, also say that the difference is between the cases In the beginning of the siman, we're discussing bishul achre afiyah. Bishul achre afiyah by itself is machloket rishayim. And it's not so clear that we hold betorat vaday that yesh bishul achre afiyah. We should be machmir lechatchila. So if you have a combination of two sfekot for the bowl of the soup, might be kli shlishi. Because if you consider the ladle to be kli sheni, then it's kli shlishi. And also, it might be that putting bread in even in kli sheni should be mutar, according to the Shulchan Aruch and the Rishonim that hold it, and bishul achre afiyah. So since you have two reasons to be mekel, then you can consider the soup bowl like a kli shlishi with a tseiruf. That's why the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Mem Hei, said it's fine in kli shlishi, it's considered kli shlishi. But here he's discussing the idea, the concept of matzeket, the ladle. Is it kli rishon or kli sheni? It's a sofek. Fine. It's nafkamina for if you're going to put the stuff in the matzeket, you want to put bread in the matzeket itself, then it's going to be different. So you should be machmir. The Chazon Ish is trying to be mechalek between when you put it in the kli rishon when it's on the fire, as opposed to putting it in the kli rishon when it's not on top of the fire. The chiluk of the Orchot Shabbat and the second opinion in the second svar in the Minchat Yitzchak seems to be more true lemaise. Now Sfaradim, it's funny that it's not so clear according to Shulchan Aruch also. So Rav Ovadia Kedarko have like a million of opinions that says that you can be makel to consider a little kli sheni. He brings basically a couple of rishonim also. It's a Meiri and Isur Vetra Och Klal Amed Vav, that it's Meforash that the ladle is Kli Sheni. So like Kedarko, and he brings a couple of Achroinim that also quote that Lemaise, and he said that Sfarim can be Mekel, and that's the Minhag in Baghdad. Now the Rav Mashash, it's interesting, the Rav Mashash like saw that the Rav Ovadia is Mekel for Sfarim. So he said, the Rav Ovadia didn't see what I printed it because it was before he published his sefer, whatever. And then he said, it's true what the Rav Ovadia said, that there are opinions that say that it's kli sheni in the Rishonim, but he's mochiach from the Shulchan Aruch itself in Yoreh De'ah, from a couple of places in Shulchan Aruch in Yoreh De'ah, for the purpose of bliot, that we should be machmir. And he basically metarets that there is a chiluk in the Shulchan Aruch between Dinei avla'a ve'aflata, as opposed to Isur Veter. So for Isur Veter, we should be machmir like Kli Rishon. So he's mechalek between the cases to make it that the Shulchan Aruch is not betorat vada. He's basically machmir both ways. And that's the way that he is miyashev, he's basically proving from a couple of places in Shulchan Aruch that it seems like the Shulchan Aruch is machmir with the matzeket, and the Sfarim should be machmir. That's Rav Mashash. Rav Mashash can be found in Siman on Gimel in Shemesh Umagen. Now, that's the first topic. The second topic that I would like to speak is Din Smicha La Medura. That's Seif Yudaled. I'm just going to read it to remind us. מותר ליתן קיטון של מים או שאר משקים כנגד האש להפיק צינתן, ובלבד שיתנם רחוק מהאש בעינן שאינו יכול להתחמם באותו מקום עד שתהיה צולדת בו. דהיינו מקום שכרסו של תינוק נכבד בו. So, this svara of the Shulchan Aruch that you can put liquid or any other משקה far enough from the fire that it can reach to the level of Yad Soledet. But you're not allowed to put it in a place that it can reach to Yad Soledet, although you have in mind to take it away before it's going to get to the Yad Soledet. What is the problem? So the Shulchan Aruch starts with, not the Shulchan Aruch, the Tosfot in Daf Memchet, the reason the Tosfot gets to this Chiluk is the question that he has between the sugya and memchet, that it sounds like that mecham al gabe mecham, it's asur because olude kamolid. So it seems like we're not allowed to cause water to get into to become hot. And in daf mem amud bet, it sounds like noten adam kiton shel mayim keneged hamedura belvad lo bishvil sheicham ubishvil shetafuk tzinatan. Why this is mutter and this is asur? What is the chiluk? So Tosfot says, Nigale Rashba, that's the first source, and it's page number 3, and the first source in Din Smicha LaMedura. ונראה לרש בדעת השרים לנתת קיטון של מים כנגד המנורה, היינו ברחוק מן המדורה שלעולם לא יכול לבוא לידי בישול, אבל בקירוב אסור אפילו להפשיר. That's what basically saying, that the case in Daf Mem Amud Bet, לא בשביל שיחמו בכדי שתפוג צינתן, it's the status of the place. It's not what you have in mind. If you read the Gemara and you read Rashi, Rashi says that this is the purpose of you putting it next to the fire. If you have in mind to take it there before it's going to get hot, then it's fine. That's what the way that Rashi explained. Tosfot says no. Not what you have in mind. The physical place should be a place that cannot reach Yad Soledet. As opposed to the case in Daf Memchet, that it can reach Yad Soledet, that's why it's Aser. Now, if you look in the Rishonim there, the Ramban have a different Teirut, so he basically doesn't have that Svara. And Tosfot Rid, also, he's holding Lemaise, the Hava Amin of the Tosfot said, and don't say, whatever Tosfot said, don't say, he does say. He said that the Chiluk between the cases is that by Medura, it's very fast. So we don't have the concern that you're going to forget. So you can put it there, even if it's a place that it's Yad Soledet and can reach Yad Soledet, we're not concerned that you're going to forget because it's going to get hot very fast. As opposed to Mecham al Gabe Mecham, the case in Memchet, that takes a long time because it's not so hot. So although you have in mind to take it away before it's going to get hot, but we're concerned that you're going to forget because it takes a long time. But again, he doesn't hold like the Svara of Tosfot. He basically argued with this Shita. And Rashi in Daf Mem also, like we just mentioned, and the Beit Yosef learned the same way in the Rambam. So we have a lot of many Rishonim. Some of them were not in front of the Beit Yosef. And unfortunately, the Beit Yosef decided to be Machmir. Since Midvei Rashi v'Rambam, although Rashi v'Rambam mashma that it's mutter, Naktina hilcheta kerabim. So he held that the Rabim argue with them. Although now we don't, it's not Rabim so much.
The other Rishonim, they explain the Gemara differently. They don't necessarily find one way or the other.
But you don't have the whole source for that Svara based on the question. If you have a different answer for that question, so you don't have any source to say that. Why would you be goyzer midatcha? I mean, only if you have a chreach to say that there is a fundamental chiluk between the cases, then you have a source for that. But if you have a different tables for that question, so why would you make up a chiluk? And so, although we found but another Rishonim that hold like Rashi and Rambam, Lemaise, the second piece in the Beit Yosef, V'kol Shekin the Yerushalmi Mesayalu, it's mashma in the Yerushalmi also, that, like what Tosfot said, that there is a chiluk between a place that it can reach Yad Soledet as opposed to a place that it can reach Yad Soledet. So, Lemaise, the Achra'a of the Beit Yosef is to be Machmir, and that's how he passed in Lalacha in Sif Yudaled. The only thing that we could take from that machloket lemaise, and they bring it in the dirshu in the name of the Rav Eliyashiv, that when you have a big need, so if you have let's say davar lach shenitbashel, you have milk, let's say it's pasteurized, so it was mevushel already, and your kid needs to eat, or so it's a tzorech gadol. So in this case, you can be metzaref en bishul achre bishul belach. And put it there, and you have in mind to take it out before it's going to reach Yad Soledet, then you can be maker.
Even if it could reach Yad Soledet.
But you need to have in mind to take it. You rely on Rashi and the Rambam and these Rishonim to put liquid that was Mevushal, a combination of the two Svaras. Okay, now the next topic is the Geder of Yad Soledet. This is a very... Ahuv Alibi, this topic is a very... we have in Shabbat in Daf Mem, Mem Amud Bet, the Gemara said, Hechida miyad soledet bo, Amar Chava, kol shekirso shel tinok nichvet. So the Gemara doesn't like the phrase yad soledet bo, although it seems to be very simple. You put your fingers, and if it's soledet, Why didn't the Gemara like the definition of Yad Soledet? What's wrong with it? So Rashi said, "Ve'echidami." Why did the Gemara bother with that? Salud yesh soled miraticha muetet. Not all the fingers are the same. Some people have a very thick skin, so it's going to take them a long time. So it should be objective, not subjective. Bagit was said that in more words. פירוש, ומה שלא שיערו ביד עצמה, מפני שיש אדם שידו קשה ויכול לסבול הרבה, ויש אדם שידו רכה ואינו יכול לסבול אפילו חמימות מועד. לכך שיערו בקרסו של תינוק דעה ודבר השווה. Basically, objective thing. בן איש חי, עם פרשת בו, שנה שנייה, סעיף ה', Not everyone have babies and not everyone want to hurt their babies. So he is trying to find a different way to define that. ואם תאמר, the third line in the בן איש חי, ואם תאמר, היחיד האדם לשער בכך מדעתו, הנה נקות היקרה לבידך. קולך שזה החמין ראוי לשתייה או לאכילה, שאין האדם נמנע מכוח ריבוי חמימותו, הרי זה לא יחשב יד סולדת. ואם ימנע מלשתותו או לאוכלו מרוב חומו, הרי זה נחשב בכלל יד סולדת. So he's given us like a... I don't know how he decided to give this shiur, but he said, if you can drink from it, you're safe.
The irony is, there already was a gather. It's
Yad Saladas, though. No, the Gemara said it's not good, your Gedah. The Gemara said it's not a good Gedah.
No, I know that. I'm saying the Gemara was right. Not together. Then you have another one, and now this is...
it's not good also, yeah.
Especially because that's the last share of your lip. The lip doesn't have the same... I mean, when you drink, your mouth doesn't have the same shear as your hand.
I think you're right, and I think my mother...
It sounds like more chomer.
My mother disproved this. I mean, my mother can drink like I think 70 degrees Celsius, and it's gonna be a crazy cooler if you're gonna rely on this. It's gonna be doesn't make any sense. It's very difficult to me. I just bring it like an extreme. We're gonna see that it's not lemaise. Just like an extreme, you should know that this is what the Ben Ish Chai said. But lemaise, nobody can rely on this. I think, unless he's following the Ben Ish Chai for everything. The Sefer Chut Hashani, he brings a lot of shmuas in the name of the Chazon Ish. The first thing that he says that Yad Soledet is not only when you can put your finger for a second. It's you need to put your finger for a long time. I mean, just when he start to say that, it's like seems too weird to me. We just said that we don't go by the finger, so why would the Chazon Ish say something like that? And then he brings in the Hearot, the story with the Chazon Ish that somebody was trying to check with his finger, and then the Chazon Ish said it's worth to burn your finger just to know the shear. Again, I mean, what are you talking about? We're not going by the finger. So what would the?
That's more machmir, no?
That you keep it for.
Right.
It's more machmir, right? Right. Actually, I checked online. You can find online the mamash nice definition of. If 120, you can keep your finger for 5 minutes. 133, you can keep your finger for 15 seconds. 140, you can leave the finger for 5 seconds. 149, 2 seconds.
Before it's too painful?
Before you get burned. Before it burns. Before it burns.
Because even the shear that the Ritva was talking about, he wasn't necessarily talking about burn, he was talking about pain. Lisbal harbe, right?
Right. So this whole shmuot in the Chut Hashani seems to be very weird, but at the end of the Hara Kuf Bet, he brings the Pitchei Tshuva in Yoreda Kuf Hei Zayin. You can see it in the page. It's here in the small print, the small Shayad Soledet Bo. This is the Pitchei Tshuva in Yoreda Kuf Hei Zayin. אין בספר בכור שור בחידושיו לחולין שכתב דאנן לוב קינן בשיעור של תינוק קרסו של תינוק נכווה. So we don't the second shiur that the Gemara gave us we're not bekiim also. So what are we going to do? לכן על כל פנים במידי דאורייתא ראוי להחמיר בכלי ראשון עד שיצא ספק מליבו שאין בו חום הנזכר. If it's כלי ראשון that it's ממש ספק דאורייתא you should be מחמיר until you know for sure that it's not anything to do with the חום that we are that maybe should be חושש. ואפילו בדרבנן צריך חקירה על זה, ודלא כמנהג העולם לשער בזמן שאי אפשר להחזיק בו את הים מחמת חום מקריאת סולדת, לא זולת. So, the מנהג העולם to be משער בזמן, the amount of time that you can put your finger in, it's not good. So, I don't know why, it seems like he just wanted to be משער, what is the... area of Yad Soledet, but not to be kovea lemaise, to be makel. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense, the whole page there. So, just for chumra. You can be machmir for that shiur, you should be machmir for sure. So that brings us to the 120. For 5 minutes, 120 is already a problem.
What is the shaykh between Yatza Lezbo and what's happening to the thing that's being cooked?
It's a good question, and we discussed a little bit of it in the shiur of Bishul B'mayim. And Egletal discussed that a little bit, and it seems like you need to determine somehow changing of status of the water. So the change between cold water to hot waters, we need to draw a line somewhere. And when most people would drink it like a hot beverage, so that helps the Banish Chai. But on the other hand, this is also not a Dvarich HaLeShiurim, because as I mentioned, I know people who can drink like a very hot, you can say, but Ladatam, but then you need to go by the average and fine. So, but this is not what I like about this topic. What I like about this topic is Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach have a fascinating idea or proof to define what is, when is the starting point to be choishesh for Yad Soledet. Exactly. So we have a machloket in Chulin, in Daf Chet. Bet HaShechita Tzonen or Bet HaShechita Roteach. When you take a knife and you shecht an animal, you have a shayla in the Gemara if the Bet HaShechita consider Tzonen or Roteach. Okay? So nafkamina, if you need to do a hagala for the knife after shechting. So lemaise lahalacha, we hold that bet hashechita tzonen. So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you know what? Let's check all the animals that are kosher, and the animal that the bloodstream is the hottest, that for sure gonna be the limits of what we consider cold. So he checked, and he said that ducks, avazim, goose or duck, I don't know, avaz is goose or duck.
I think ducks.
Barvaz, yeah, I think barvaz is a duck, and avaz is a goose, whatever. Lemaise, the hottest animal is avaz. I will say it in Hebrew, so I will be correct. And even avaz, when he gets sick, it can reach even more. So it's between a healthy avaz is 45 Celsius, 113, and a sick one is 48. And there is no chiluk between a sick one and a healthy one, so we can even take the sick one, because we don't need to check if he's sick or not. We should... Tzonen, bet hashechita tzonen. So no matter what type of avaz. So he says, at least for 45 degrees, maybe even 48, it's 118. He doesn't say it like betorat vada, between 48 and 45, I would say between 113 and 118, it's a sick duck or not sick, whatever. But that shiur, that point... is the point that we know for sure that up to this point, it's not yet soledet. Okay? So that's a nice, very nice proof of the... Rav Shlomo Zalman, Minchat Shlomo, Chalek Aleph, Sif Tzadik Aleph, Sif Katan Chet. And the Shmirat Shabbat brings it Lemaisa. Now, the Or LeZion, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul, doesn't like this proof. He says, first of all, I think that babies get burns in less than that. Their belly can get, and this I'm not sure. I never checked, and I'm not sure that it's true. But I need to do research. I tried to look online if it's true. What is the level? What temperature can cause burns in a baby? If anyone, doctors, please, I need an exact number. It's hard for me to believe that this fact is true. That 40 degrees Celsius can cause burns. What I found is that the minimum is 45 Celsius. But if you find more, like I need a valid information, like a medical. Now, so that's Taina live on the side. The second Taina that he's arguing, he says that if you go by the proof of the Rav Shlomo Zalman, we have two opinions in the Gemara. One says that Bet HaShechita Roteach, one says Bet HaShechita Tzonen. So let's take a regular animal. The regular animal is 38 degrees Celsius, 100 Fahrenheit, 97, 100. So then it's going to be roteach according to this. What is going on here? So he says, no, they just argue if it's yesh le zeh din kli rishon or din kli sheni, but it's not, has nothing to do with reality. So I don't like his approach also, because he's making a dinim and he takes it away from the reality and he makes it not true also. So I want to offer like a pshat, and it basically it might be that's what Rabbi Shlomo Zalman is trying to say. And it might be that the pshat is like this. We saw in the name of the Rashba in the previous shiurim that when we discussed Kli Sheni, we saw that in Isur Ve'eter we have a different concept, that although Kli Sheni is not Mevashel, but it might be still Mavliya v'Maflit. So it might be that there is a heat that cannot cause Bishul, an active Bishul that would be considered Bishul for the purpose of Shabbat, but it might be that there is heat that can still create something and be Mavliya v'Maflit, although it's not going to have Shem Bishul. So I think that Lichora, the machloket in Chulin, if Beta Shechita Tzonen or Roteach, the pshat is that in Shechita we have two elements. We have the heat of Beta Shechita, that it's not the highest heat. It might be comparable to Kli Sheni, but we have another element of Duchka de Sakina. And Rav Shlomo Zalman mentioned that concept also. So it might be that even the Shita that says that Kli Sheni eno mavliya v'maflit, they're going to say that Beta Shechita, because you have Duchka de Sakina and you have a little bit of heat from the animal, might be considered Roteach. Not it's the Kli Rishon. Be Roteach meaning Mavliya v'Maflit. So for the purpose of Isur v'Heter, it would be Mavliya v'Maflit. And then we have a nice pshat in the Sugya, and we also can conclude Lemaise that up to that point of 45 Celsius, 113 Fahrenheit, for sure it's not Yad Soledet. So we could use Rav Shlomo Zalman Lemaise, and we do have a pshat in the Sugya.
Well, at least
that. What?
According to that logic, the actual shiur would be higher than that.
Right. But up to this level, for sure it's not. Right. Up to that, we can just be patient that up to 113 or maybe 118, if we're going to take the Sikh Avaz, then we have a proof that up to that point, it's not considered Yad Soledet, and we consider that cold. Okay, so that's regarding to what is the definition of Yad Soledet, and being Miyashev, the proof of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and basically be Mechazek that Psak Lemaisa. And it goes either way, meaning if it's cold, so it's cold, and it's a chumra and a kula. I mean, for Sfardim that hold that en bishul achra bishul belach, you need to make sure that it's still hot up to that point, because if it's not... If I had more time, I wanted to bring Moshe also. Yeah, Moshe have also something, but he doesn't have the fancy pshat with the duck. This is most like mamash, like a source, something that you can like use, like right. Toif. The next topic, we mentioned that topic a little bit in the shiur pticha that we had in Thanksgiving. The suffix, what exactly is Bishul? Does Bishul is just preparing food to be eaten or changing the Heftza? So that is not, we don't need to spend too much time on it. I just mentioned the fact that some Rishonim explain the sugya in Daf Lamed Chet Amud Bet, when the Gemara is mesupeket, what happens if Gilgel, if a person cooked an egg with Toladat Chama, and then the Gemara said Gilgel Chayav Chatat, and the Gemara brings from Kuliasa Hispanin, Shadachatan Zoy Gemar Melachtan. So the majority of Rishonim explain that Hadachatan Gemar Melachtan, the Pshat is that it's Mevashel, the Irui on tuna, it's Mamash cooking. But the Shita Miyucheset Laran sounds like the fact that you pour a little bit of hot water, it's makes it ready to eat. Afal pishenu mevushal. So you see that he's explaining that the chiyuv is by converting the food from not be able to eat it to be able to eat it, although it's not mamash bishul, but the fact that it changed the food, that considered bishul by itself. And Tosfot read, and he doesn't come because he doesn't say the shita of Gemar Melachtan because of Maki Bepatish. He just said that since the definition of bishul is preparing the food, making the food being edible, so if it caused by heat, even though it's not qualified to be considered the normal bishul that we know,
we're only talking about yavish.
Right. Now the Tosfot read sounds like also the same idea. Let me say it's mechudash, so I'm just bringing it like a side heara. The main thing that I want to speak now is food that it's not, you don't need the cooking, like fruits, and that's the rema in Seif Yudalet. V'u'adim beperot u'shar dvarim ha'nechalim k'mot shem chayim. The rema bring perot, fruits that can be eaten raw, in the same rule that we have in Seif Yudalet, that it's something that you should be careful not to bring to Yad Soledet. So it seems like the rema hold lemaise that perot, fruits, although you can eat them raw, you should treat them like uncooked food, and you should follow all the chumrot that we have with uncooked food. The Shaar HaTzion, by us, in Kuf Yudaled, he brings the Rambam in Perek Tet Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, "Hamvashel davar shemvushal kol tzorko, o she'en tzarich bishul klal, patur." Any food that doesn't require bishul, if you mevashulet, you patur. Patur in Ilchot Shabbat is asumed Rabbanan, right? So the Shaar HaTzion, the Mishnah Berurah said, "Pashut la'aniyut da'ati, dainu davar she'eino mishtabeach klal al yedei habishul." Only when it's something that doesn't get any like improvement. But if it does get improvement, then it's also midoraita. "La'puke perot ve'ke'aygav nashu mishtabeach al yedei habishul." "V'teida da'alo muchach b'gmara b'shabbat, de'mayim yesh bo mishum bishul." Mayim you can drink raw, and if you cook them, you'll chayav chatat. So you see that since you're elevating you're making them better, you're making an improvement, that by itself is enough to elevate the chiyuv to be chiyuv chatat instead of patur. And he wants to say that in the Rambam. And he brings the Bir Ki Yosef Mesupa, Ki Chayam in Torah, and the Rabbanan. If you look in Rabbi Akiva Eger in Reshnun Dalet Sif Dalet, it's Meforash that he understood in the Rambam, not like the Mishnah Berurah. He says, in the middle, you see in the bottom of page number 7, אלא דאך אהב ורק דרבנן כיוון דנאכלים חיים ואין צריכים בישול. It's partial to him that since the פירות שנאכלים חיים doesn't need the בישול, and that you could eat them raw, so it's only בישול מן דרבנן. ביור הגרה also sounds like it. It's not 100% in the ביור הגרה, I can argue, but רבי עקיבא איגר is clear. I found in the Riva, and we discussed that in Akdama, the Riva was mesupak yain. If you cook wine, the wine does not get better with the bishul. So you have a hava amina that wine doesn't have, there is no isur bishul by wine if you just heat it up for drinking. But if you want to heat it with honey and spices and you make a new beverage, then it's going to be chayav. And then he said, "V'irakot shenechalim k'shen chayim kigun krisha v'lefet."
Why is it any different than water?
So he's that exactly his suffix. But he says, "Yain doesn't get better." He said, "Yain doesn't get better, so it's not going to be chayav. But if you cook it with other spices, you elevate it, so it's going to be chayav." And then he said, "Raw fruit that you could eat raw, it elevates, basically like the Mishnah Berurah svara." That if it elevates the it makes it better, then it's going to be. But if that's the svara, so wine that doesn't get better, it gets worse. The whole concept of pistur, what they cooked wine, is lower level. I mean, the reason that the yain mevushal is there is no nisuch because it's pasul legabei hamizbeach, and the avodah zara would not use it for. It's like the opposite of improvement.
That's
ואף על גב דליין בישולי עקום, אמרים, כל דבר שנאכל חכמות שהוא חיין בו משום בישולי עקום, משום דרבנן נקרא, אבל לעניין שבת לא שנה, דרך אמין אמרים, מסר דליין משום בישולי עקום, ואחר קליפה. So he said that the proof for that is water, that water gets better when it gets hot, so that's
chayav. That's why. Just this Shabbos, we left the bottle of wine in the freezer back, so I had to begin chilling it, and it got frozen. Mm-hmm. So I took it out, mm-hmm. and I realized, oh, it's half frozen. I was thinking, can I put it on the blech to start melting the ice? So you maybe have a nola issue, but it was half ice, it was half wine.
You're saying if there is no bishul in wine,
there's no bishul, so
put it in a place where it can't.
Was it already
if it was mefusta,
it was mefushal wine.
Uh-huh, so it's you have two. If it's a tzorech gadol, according to...
Why do you need a tzorech gadol? Because you have in bishul ha-rabishul, and it's wine.
You're saying, even if it is going to be mitbashel, it's going to be... But it might be still the Rabbanon, according to the Rambam. The Rambam said just putter. But you can say that since it's only the Rabban, it's like a gzera li gzera. Mele, if it's a Yisur Doraita, then it's a chashash, Shema, you're going to forget until...
I was going to put it on the block.
If you
just
put it near the block, so...
That's what I end up doing.
But on top of the blech, if you consider blech like a somech la medura, I assume that's your... What?
So you did a kter, I'll go a
kter. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of reasons to be... I don't want to record myself. Okay, so but you're right that it's easier than the case of the Rav Eliyashiv that needs Torah Gadol. L'chora here you have more reasons to be makeup. According to Riva. Not everyone agree with the Riva, but Lemaise, the end of the Riva, he was Choyzer Bo, and he said that he think that wine also there is Bishul. So what does he hold Lemaise? He holds Lemaise that any change just bringing it to Yad Soler, but has chashivut by itself, although it's not getting better. He doesn't say, it's not so clear. So according to the Hava Amina of the Riva, you're good, but the Maskana, I'm not sure.
What if it's something that someone has, when they eat it in a raw state, it's considered a higher, like something like sushi. Right, fish, you can cook it, but you can also eat it chai, and some people will say it's even better. The Rama wasn't dealing with sushi, obviously.
I have a big suffix with sushi that many times when you put the soy sauce, that is the makshir la'achila. The salt basically makes it ready to eat.
No, I'm saying,
so I have a suffix.
You say that you're never chayv midaraisa if you cooked something.
Your question is very difficult because you're asking, first of all, is it go by the individual? Because you like the sushi raw.
I happen not to like it. I'm
assuming you buy the sushi, you want it this way. But some people like that cook. So right. If for you it's like psikesh de lo nichale, if it's going to get cooked, that you don't like it like this, and you're going to put it in a place that it's going to get hot and being cooked, but for other people...
You wouldn't say that by meat, right? Some people like meat well.
Nobody...
But everyone wants it a little cooked. No one's eating it.
You can always... You do eat tartar. Some people eat tartar. You just need like spices to make it... I'm not sure. I have a lot of sphakas with that. Even with steak, that you like it rare.
Right.
And some people would throw up if they eat it. So is it for you considered mevushal kol tzorko? Is it considered mevushal kemachal ben dorsai? You want to reheat it on Shabbos. But for you, it's fully cooked. For the other people, it's mevushal kemachal ben dursa. You're not allowed to do chazara. You're not allowed netina lechatchila. Hashem yirachem. It's mamash. According to some Rishonim, you're going to be...
No, it's supposed to be
raisa. What?
Right.
For you, it's fully cooked.
Same for the next person.
Someone else.
But you go by the individual or you go by the average? You go by what people eat.
And
what?
Stavon machal ben
dursa. What? Yeah, but some poskim hold that there is bishul between machal ben dursa to kol tzorko. And according to them, if you put it on the platter, you mevashel. Maybe midoraita, maybe the rabbanan, but you mevash and mamish. It's a big suffix that I don't have a chra'a yet. It seems like some poskim would hold that it go by the majority of people, and it's also difficult to me because in some countries that would so it's changed by the.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It's changed by the.
Especially like fish, right? Like
and fish, and that's the same suffix. You bring him it right.
If you ask someone fish, they wouldn't even think about cook like.
No, that's kuliasa ispanin. Kuliasa ispanin, tuna. Adachatan nigmar melachtan. So you see that they ate it raw, they just pour hot water, and these days you put salt.
Herring is also like that.
Salt makes it. I'm a supak. I mean, putting salt on it, it's a crazy chumrah to say that putting soy sauce is going to be gemar melachtan.
People eat it without soy sauce too.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. It's again the same sofek. Is it go by the majority of people? Is it go by the person itself? I'm a supak. I'm not sure. If you have sources, I would love to. Okay, so we have a machloket rishonim basically about that. If tapuchim, if raw fruits, aroi la'achila. I'm not going to discuss this more because we took the time for this. You can look in the page. There is like a couple of svaras to say why it's going to be midoraita, why it's going to be midrabanan. Lemaise, it's asr. So just like for hachavat adat, you know the opinions. Very important topic now. The shita of the Rema, belach shelo nitztanen legamre. We repeat it like many, many times. We saw it in Resh Nun Gimel, and we see it in Shin Yud Chet. The Rema repeats itself many times that we have the machloket between the Rashba and the other Rishonim, if yesh bishul achre bishul belach or not. The Rosh learns from Rashi that yesh bishul achre bishul belach. The Rashba hold en bishul achre bishul belach. The Rema seems to hold for many, many cases that we're going to be mekel belach if lo nitztanen legamre. So for the purpose of chazara in Shabbat, he said that you can return it to the kira as long as it's lo nitztanen legamre. And also for in our siman, in Seif Tetvav, he says, for the purpose of Bishul Achar Bishul, אבל בדבר שיש בו מרק מותר, ויש מכלל מדקול שאינו, אפילו נצטנן מותר, ונהגו להקל בזה אם לא נצטנן לגמרי. Right, so, what's the pshat in the Rema? We don't understand, it's a very simple question. You hold like the Rashba, and Bishul Achar Bishul Belach, so you should be makel even if it's נצטנן לגמרי. That's how the Rashba hold the Maise. The Rashba said, לך, אין בישול אחר בישול בלך. Even if it's cold, you can take it from the fridge, put it on the plata. That's what the Temanim, according to the Rambam, that's what they do. Follow the Rambam, that's it. It's not in the Rambam Meforash. The Rav HaMagid says that that's what the Rambam holds. But that's what the Temanim do. אין בישול אחר בישול בלך. Fine. The soup in the fridge, מבושל כל צורכו, you put it on the plata. But the Rema, ממה נפשך? If you hold like the Rashba, hold like the Rashba. If you hold like the Rosh, and yesh bishul achre bishul belach, so at the time that it's below Yad Soledet, that's it, it's cold. That's how the Shulchan Aruch hold the Maise.
What? Meaning, why even go to Legamre? You don't need
right, but what is lo nitztanen legamre? So we have like three approaches in the Achroinim, and it's interesting to see all of them in the same contest, to see all the opinions. The Magen Avraham in Siman Rishon Gimel Sif Katan Lamed Zayin, where he discussed the case. His case was: are you allowed to ask the goy to warm up liquid, cold liquid? So I'm reading page number 9 at the bottom. V'rema katav stam asur lomar leakum leachem. So it sounds like the Magen Avraham hold that the Rama hold that yesh isur bishul achre bishul belach midoraita. That's why you're not allowed to tell the goy to do that. V'imasaken asur afilu b'diavad. But then he said b'diavad, if the goy did it, so since there's a machloket aposkim, you can be maker. But lechatchila, you're not allowed to go to tell the goy to do it because you consider that deoraita. That's the way they paskin la'alach. And if you look in the Prima Gadim, page number 10 on top, he basically explained the Magen Avraham like I just mentioned. Va'anan poskim diyesh bishul achre bishul belach v'nitztanen legamre, v'becham k'tzat mekelinan miminhaga v'lo midina. So it seems like we have two brains. If you ask the Rama, what do you hold lemaise? Lemaise is going to tell you, I'm holding diyesh bishul achre bishul belach. That's my hachra midina. There is a minhag to be mekel, and that minhag basically follows the Rashba Shita. And I'm not moiche. So it seems like that if you ask the Rama what he hold ledina that it's asu midoraita. Machtzit ha-shekel in Rechem Gimel, and this is Magen Avraham, also sounds the same way. לדידן דסביר לנו אפילו ליחם בניצלן לגמרי, יש בו משול מחר בישול ויש בו איסור תורה. Now, it's hard to say that, meaning, obviously, meaning you're מכריע מדינה that it's also מדאורייתא, and then you say that the minhag is not to do that. So what are you saying למעשה? And if you look, the מחצית השקל himself, it's not so clear what he hold in the Rama, because in our Siman, in Shin Yudchet Sif Katan Ametet, he writes, ועדי כתב רמה דנוהגים להקל אם לא נצטנן לגמרי, משמע דין נצטנן לגמרי, אין מקלים, אף על גב דנוהגים להקל, על כוכח סביר עליהו, אין בישול אחרי בישול, אפילו נצטנן. So, כבר כתב מגן אברהם לילד, בנצטנן לגמרי, אסור משום דעה וכנותן למניח לכתחילה. It might be that he just means that even the people who are makel, like the shita of en bishul achra bishul belach, he's continuing his approach that lemaisa the Rama is machmir, but the minhag is to be makel like the Rashba. So why, if you're holding like the Rashba, according to the shita of the minhag, not what the Rama hold lemaisa, why are you machmir not to return to do chazara if it's nitztanen legamre? So he said it's a din bedine chazara. The Magen Avraham, in Resh Nun Gimel, we learned that more be'iyun, that it seems like the Magen Avraham says that lo nitztanen legamre apply for davar yavesh also. And by davar yavesh, there is no reason to be saying that svara of lo nitztanen legamre, because davar yavesh is mevushal legamre. Why would you say lo nitztanen legamre? So the Magen Avraham hold, and it's a unique opinion, that for the purpose of chazara, we need the heat still to be there. So if the heat disappeared, so there is no connection to the first shehiya, so you can do chazara. It's midinei chazara. It has nothing to do with dinei bishul. So that's the approach of the prim megadim and maybe the machzita shekel also. The chazonish in Orach Chaim Lamed Zayin Sif Katan Yud Gimel, he said that the pshat that most of you probably hold, that Lemaisa the Rama wanted to be maker like the Rashba. That's how he wanted to be Machria Lemaisa, and that's the way he hold Lemaisa. He just wanna be Machmir. The Chazonish. Chazonish says that he wanted to do Archaka. He just didn't want to be maker too much, so it's like a pshara, like Mid Rabbanan, like a gezeira, that he wanted to be a little bit cautious that people wouldn't be two makel. So it's but according to the Chazonish, at least the Rama hold lemaise like the Rashba, that en bishul achre bishul belach. That's the, if you're going to ask the Rama, what do you hold lemaise, he's going to say en bishul achre bishul belach. It's just archaka, shulev ulekel. And the Igos Moshe in Orach Chaim Chelek Daled Ayin Daled, and Reb Shlomo Zalman also seems to say the same approach. So we have three big achroinim that hold that the psak of the Rama is like the Rashba, and bishul achre bishul belach. Just like, be careful, don't abuse this kula all the way to cold. It needs to be something. Now the Egle Tal and the Sefer Minchat Kohen have a beautiful svara, and I think we have to mention that. We highly recommend, if you have time on Shabbos, like 2 hours to read the Egle Tal. It's a beautiful Egle Tal. It's a beautiful Yesod. The approach that he's trying to develop, and unfortunately at the end he's Choyzerbo, and I want to be Miyashev the question at the end, but we have a concept in... I'm going to say now what I think the Egle Tal should have said, and it built on what he said, but it's the same concept. We have the concept of gardume tzitzit. He doesn't mention gardume tzitzit. I'm just giving like analogy, like hakdama. What is gardume tzitzit? Gardume tzitzit, when you have a tzitzit, you have a shiur for tzitzit, you need the strings to be yudbet gudalim. That's the shiur of the length of the strings. If you want to create tzitzit, you need that length. If the tzitzit got cut, you can have less than that. Kedishur achizat gudal. That's leftovers. Since it has shem tzitzit, it keeps the name of tzitzit, although now it doesn't have the shiur that you have to have in the beginning. But if you have strings that you know that not going to be long enough, it's not going to be... You can't create a tzitzit. If it has Shem Tzitzit, it's not going to take it away. That's called Shiuro Nikar. At Vandoraita have that Yesod, and it's making like a whole... And the same concept, basically, we should say for the Rema here. For Dine Tumat Ochalim, that's what the Egletal brings. To create Shem Ochel, you need Raoui Le'achilat Adam. But to take away Shem Ochel, you need Nifsal Me'achilat Kelev. It's not enough to be Nifsal Me'achilat Adam. You need to take away... In order to take away Shem Ochel, you need more than what you need to... Okay? So he said the same Svara here, Benin. To bring the name of Bishul on the water, you need to bring it to Yad Soledet. You need to bring it to the higher level. But to take away Shem Bishul, you need to be completely cold. As long as it still have Rishum Onikar, still have the heat that was there, take it away until it's going to get cold. It's not going to be Paka. So if you're going to heat the water up to half of it, like if let's say we said Yad Soledet is 115, okay? So if you're going to bring it halfway through, it's not going to be considered Mevushal. If it's 50, 60 degrees Celsius, it's not Celsius Fahrenheit, it's nothing. If you brought it up to 120, now it's Mevushal. So now even if it's going to come down to 60, the Shem Bishul is still there. So, and that's Metaretz, the question that the Egletal have at the end. So it's, if you understand the way I said it, it's going to be Metaretz, the question at the end. But that's what the Egletal said in Hashmatot. Meaning inside the Egletal, he was trying to say one thing, and then in Hashmata, the second Hashmata, he's basically saying what we said now. And that's the way that I think it's... In the Lomdeshe way, I think it's the most beautiful way to explain the Gemara. Lemaise, to be machriya, I'm not machriya anything, but in depth, it seems to work. The next topic, En Merazkin et HaSheleg, the Din of Noilad. We have the Gemara on page 14. En Merazkin et HaSheleg, Shabbat, Daf Nun Alef Amud Bet. En Merazkin et HaSheleg ve'lo et HaBarat b'Shabbat b'shil she'yazuvu memav, aval notenu l'toch ha'kos o l'toch ha'ke'ara ve'no choshesh. So we have three shittot in the Rishonim. Rashi says, the Isur, the nature of the Isur is Mishum Molid, Vedami Lemelacha, Sheborei et Hamayim Haelu. Seems like Rashi, the interesting Melacha min de Rabbanan. It's like you create something, you have ice, and you break it, you do a Maise that creates new water. It's like the Isur is creating water. Molid, Dami Lemelacha. Rashba says that. He brings Rashi. He said it's not Mishum Nolad, it's just Mishum Srach Melacha. It's like creating something. And we need to, meaning, the Poskim debate, if you can take this to anything that creates something. You stop your hands and you create bubbles. How far are you going to go with that? Any creation is going to... So that's for a different time, but for us, it's for only for ice. We don't take it... for every case that you think it might be like that. Sefer HaTrumah hold that the Isur is Mishum Nolad. And according to him, even just putting the ice in a hot place, Lechora should be Asur. You put it in the Chama. Because the Isur, according to the Baal HaTrumah, is the result. The result is new. It's nolad. It's muktzeh. It's like... Meaning the room temperature is not like an active heat. Meaning you put it bachama is mamash like... it's more like... But you're right that hypothetically even like that should be awesome. And the Rashba himself hold that a third opinion that... I mentioned today that it's going to be until 9:30. So if anyone needs to leave at 10:30, so if anyone needs to leave, I'm not going to be makpid. Everyone has their own. The third opinion is the Rashba, Gzerat Schitat Pirot Omdin Lemashkin. We have a gzera that you're not allowed to squeeze And it's not a gezera. It's a d'oraita. Perot amdin lemashkin. So atu perot amdin lemashkin. Chazal were concerned that it looks like the same concept, like creating new liquid. It looks like schita, and they were goizo. The reason that the Rashba say that it seems in the Tosefta that you're allowed to crush the ice into a cup. Not only to put the ice in the cup, you're allowed even to crush the ice into the cup. So according to Rashi, it's hard. Why would you be able to crush the ice? You can put it in the cup of wine and it's just going to be dissolved. But when you do an action, according to Rashi, it should be asur. And in Tosefta, mashmalad it's mutter. So he said that when you crush it into a cup, the reason it's mutter, because even by squeezing fruits, if you squeeze fruit into food, it's considered like the food itself. So we cannot be geyser for the ice more than we would go, more than the original gezeira of Mashkin Shazavu. These are the main three opinions. So let's just repeat. Rashi is Dami Lamelacha, Ramban Verashba Mashkin Shezavu. And according to them, you're allowed to crush the ice before you put it in the, meaning if you crush it on top of the cup of wine. Nafkamina for us, if you want to shake the beverage in the cup, you do a maise. According to Rashi, you can argue, maybe that consider a maise of shaking the ice. Maybe it's like an action to dissolve, to make the ice. But according to the Rambam and Rashba, for sure it's going to be matter. Even according to Rashi, there is room to say that it's matter. Now, that truma, the reason for the issue is nolad. The question on the truma is, why is it mutter to put it into the kos? So the Rishonim already... And the Bet Yosef said that maybe when it's mixed immediately, so we're going to see that concept in the future also, that even when you have something that's going to be, the liquid going to be also, if the liquid automatically is mixing with a different liquid, it never has Shem Isu to begin with. Whenever it started to dissolve, automatically it was mixed with other liquid, so it was not Nikar Le'ein, so Chazal were not Goizer. We can play this game in the Rabbanan. For Isurim Deoraita, there is no... But for the purpose of Nolad, that it's the Rabbanan, when it's not Nikar Be'en, there is room to be Maker. The Bet Yosef is Mesupak with that, according to Bala Truma. Lemaise, the Shulchan Aruch is Maker, that you shouldn't be Choshesh for the Truma. That's the Sfardim approach. The Gemma brings it like... ויש מחמירים ונהגו להחמיר אם יהיו במקום צורך יש לסמוך הסבר הראשונה. So that's the conclusion of the Gemma. במקום צורך can be maker. Now, דין מגיס. The Gemma in Shabbat in Daf Yud Chet discuss unin של פשטן. Why we don't have the Gezer Hashem Echete, or... So the Gemara said, it's page 16. Unin shel pishtan nami nigzo, hatam kevan deka shel uzika, lo magli leo. Tzemer leo ura ligzo, amar Shmuel biura akura. We're discussing a pot with the wool, that it's not on top of the fire. That's why we don't have the concern of Hashem Echete. And the Gemara said, v'nechu shem ha-megis, why aren't you concerned about Hagasa? The Gemara said, Be'akura v'tucha. It's not only that it's not on top of the fire, it's also sealed, like with something that's going to make you remember not to open the pot. And it sounds like, according to this Gemara, that although we're discussing that it's not on the fire anymore, so it's basically finished the cooking, the Gemara still asks, V'nechu shema megis. So it sounds like there is Hagasa even at the end of the process of the Bishul. And Lechora, it's very difficult, right? So Rashi seems to say that there is Isu Bishul even after it's finished the Bishul. Megis me'apech ba ve'meushal av Bishul, even after it's not on the fire. Tosfot says that the Chashash here is Tzovea. And according to Tosfot, it brings it's open up that maybe there is a different din for wool than we're discussing, like when you want to dye the wool, maybe there is still part of the process of dyeing, that's the right word, is mixing it to make the dye go into the wool. But in a food, the mixing it after it was cooked, there is no... Okay, so the Ramban and the Rashba discuss it more in depth. They bring Rashi, ve'ave mevashel ve'eno mechuvar. Yesh mefarshim, I'm reading in the Ramban, ve'yesh mefarshim ve'alo megisu, ve'u tzovea, sheken derech hatzoveim le'agis bebgadim. Umi hu gabem bishul, nami ha'megis chayav mishum mevashel, ve'chule ve'chule. Umi hu lo chayshinan dilma megis, kede chayshinan betzovea. Why don't we have the chashash of megis by food? She'en derech kol kach le'agis ba'ela misha'a rishona, kede she'itarev hakol ve'itbashel. So the first thing that he said, that normally for food, you mix it in the beginning and then you don't care about it anymore. And then he adds more. ונראה דלא מחייב אלא בהגסה ראשונה, שאינו מתבשל מהרה אלא בהגסה זו שנמצא אף הוא מבשל. ובהו לקה למחך, שדמי נחיד רשחי את השאר. So according to the Ramban, the issur of megis is only the first hagasa. It seems like when you cook something, you need to mix to make sure that the spices and the heat gonna be distributed evenly, so one mix is enough.
And that's at the point that there wasn't a bushel?
Yeah, derech bishul is to mix it once in the beginning, and that's what requires for the food to be cooked. And then if you mix it after, it just maybe gonna make it a little better, but it's not the main hagasa of melechet bishul. The hagasa that is asur midoraita is the first hagasa, that are a requirement for the food. According to the second opinion here, it seems like Hagasa continues the whole time of the process of the Bishul, but when the Bishul finished, there is no more Hagasa. And then the Rashba said it more in Meforash, so Megis and Mevashel going in the hand by hand. So as long as you have Bishul, you still have Melechet Megis. So he doesn't say the svara of the Ramban that only the first Hagasa. He just said that as long as you have Bishul, you still have Hagasa. So we have the two opinions so far about Bishul, not dyeing wool, Bishul for food. We have the first opinion in the Ramban that it's only the first Hagasa, and then we have the second opinion and the Rashba that hold that as long as there is Bishul going on, the Hagasa is going to be considered part of the Bishul. When the Bishul finished, each opinion according to her approach, the Hagasa also going to be finished. The Bet Yosef bring the opinions to be mechalek between tzemer and food. That food, when it's mevushal kemen dochzai, there is no Hagasa anymore. And the Rav HaMagid bring the opinion of Hagasa Rishona. And now the Rambam in Perek Gimel, at the end of the Bet Yosef, in page 17, the end of the Bet Yosef. Perek Gimel al Chayud Aleph Katav Rambam, Asur lachnis magrifa lekdera b'Shabbat, vehi al ha'esh, leotzi mimena b'Shabbat, mipnei shemegis ba, veze mitzorchei habishul, venimtza mevashel b'Shabbat. So it seems like the Rambam said that not only that you're not allowed to hagasa, to do the turning the... You're not even allowed to take food from the pot, when the pot is on the fire, mipnei shemegisba. The Rambam doesn't mention if he discuss when the food is still being cooked, or even after it's fully cooked. וכתב הרב המגיד וזה לשונו, ונראה לי שאין דברי רבנו אמורים במבושל כל צורכו. לכאורה, the Rambam does not discuss when the food was finished, because he hold like the Rashba and the Ramban that after the process of the cooking finished, there is no more hagasa. So it has to be that when the Rambam tells you not even to take food out is while the cooking is still going. וכיוון שכן, ושקוצו, בדעת המבדי אפילו מחזירן עליה שום מבשלן פתור, if you מתי החזרה, רשנון גימל, if you have a fully cooked pot, you can take it and put it back, דיני חזרה, if you have דיני חזרה. And if Bishul is still continuing after it's fully cooked, so shouldn't allow the Achzara also. So Al Kochach, that there is no Bishul going on. אבל בינו מבושל ודאי יש לחוש לדעתו. And the השגות, the rival argue with them. He said that הפריז על מידותיו שאסר להוציא מן הגדרה. Meaning to take out food is not הגסה. So according to the Rav HaMagid, he's arguing even when the cooking is still going, that to mix it, it's asur, but to take out food, it's not considered hagasa, but it's not so clear to me that the Sagot understood the Rambam like the... What's the situation?
Meaning, if it's, at the end of the day, if it's...
It moves.
Right.
It moves.
Okay. By scooping out food, you're doing magis.
Right, that's why I think that you made me say what I want to say. I think that the Ravid does not hold like the Rav HaMagid. And I want to say the Kolbo first, and then I'm going to say it in the Rambam. But the Machmir Shita that we're concerned by is the Kolbo. The Marivail, the Darkei Moshe bring the Marivail that says Yesh Lakpid Af Begdera Bechol Inyan, and it's not so clear what he means, that you should be Machmir when it's in the Kdera anyway, even if it's fully cooked, even just to take food out. So the Eliyah Rabba, look in page 18, he brings the Shita of the Kolbo. The Mishnah Berurah also bring the Kolbo, but let's just read the Eliyah Rabba. אבל בלחם משנה שם ראיתי שפירש דווקא על האש אסור, ועד הצמר ביובד האסור אפילו העבירו אותה ממשום צובע. וכן מצאתי בכל בו דף למד בית עמוד א', שפירש כנעדיה בדברי הרמב״ם. So the Bet Yosef explaining the Rambam that even when it's not on the fire, if it's still cooking, it's אסור. בלחם משנה ראיתי שפירש דווקא על האש אסור, and the Kolbo also say that. ואפשר לי להשוות, I'm skipping a couple of lines, ואפשר לי להשוות דבר פוסקים יחד, וכשהוא על האש אפילו בנתבושל כל צורכו אסור, וכשאינו על האש מותר אם נתבושל כל צורכו. So he wanted to say that the Kolbo and the Rambam hold the same way, and according to the Rambam, when it's still on the fire, even if it's מבושל כל צורכו, there is איסור הגסה. And what's the pshat in this? I think the pshat, according to the Rambam, we mentioned that in the Hakdama in a couple of places, that according to Rambam, Tzorchei HaBishul is part of the Melacha. So, not necessarily whatever cooks, whatever people do, like part of the Melacha, it has Shem Bishul. Echad mevi ta'etzim, echad mevi ta'esh, the Braita Adien, the Rambam have a different explanation to that. So, anything that people do, like part of the Melachat Bishul, even if now it's not mamash causing to the food to be cooked, but it's part of the necessity of the cooking, so if you do it when it's still on the fire, you're going to be chayav mishum mevashel. So even if it's fully cooked, if it's sitting on the fire and you mix in it, it's going to be considered melechet mevashel because the melacha of bishul didn't finish yet. And that's what the Kolbo says. As long as it's on the fire, there is still Shem Bishul on it, and if you're going to do what people usually do when it's on the fire, it's going to be considered Mevashel. If you move the pot out of the fire, now, since it's fully cooked, now mixing it, it's nothing, because it's not on the fire anymore. But when the pot is on the fire, it's a different status. It's a different Shem. It's now all the melachot that people usually do are going to be considered Bishul. So mixing is part of Tzorchei HaBishul. So even though it's fully cooked, so you're not mamish, like, you're not cooking it more, but it's part of Tzorchei HaBishul. So if it's on the fire, don't do it. It might be even asur midoraita, according to them.
If you took it off and it's not mevushel kol tzorcho, then you're allowed to do it asur or not?
If it's not mevushel kol tzorcho, then if you cause it to cook faster, then it's going to be also because of the cooking, not because of the hagasa. Lemaise, the poskim, especially the Ashkenazi poskim, are machmir like the Kolbo. So, that's why the Shulchan Aruch also, meaning, Seif Yudchet starts, She'eviran merutachin mal gabe aur. We discuss in Seif Yudchet when it's not on the fire. So, Im lo nitbashel kotzorko en motzin mem bekaf, Yen nitbashel kotzorko mutar. Tzemer is mor chamor. And then the Rama said, Agav, lechatchila yesh lizer af bekdera. So what is the pshat in the Rama? Lizer bechol inyan bekdera. בקדרה ש... שלא נתבשלה כל צורכה, נתבשלה כל צורכה להוציא, להגיס, what's the... So... ומישנבור concludes, זה לא נהגים ללחמיר בזה, זה באמת העיקר כמו שכתבנו מתחילה, זה בממושל כל צורכו להגיס מותר. We hold למעשה that the main sheeta that we hold the עיקר להלכה is like the Rashba and the Ran that when it's fully cooked there is no איסור בישול. So that's the basic line. והרוצה להחמיר, יחמיר בהגסה ממש. But, so we have three levels. We have, when it's not מבוש על כל צורכו, that's ספק דאורייתא. When it's מבוש על כל צורכו, למעשה we hold it's mutter. You want to be מחמיר like the Rambam, you can be מחמיר בהגסה, but to just to take food out, that is חומרה על גבי חומרה. So that's, להוציא בכפן להחמיר כלל. Now, if it's on the fire, on the plata and you have guests and you have and you want to keep the you want to keep the pot on the plata, so you could you do dine chazara, but let's say it's not garuf bekatum, so you know that when you're going to take it out you can put it back. So in this case the chazonish, another achronim, says that if you just want to take food out because you have a need of tzorech orchim and it's fully cooked, then you can rely on the poskim who are matir that because it's fully cooked, and that's how we hold the mice. Basic line. Lechatchila, you can be machmir, but if you have a need that you know that it's not garuf v'katum, and if you take it out, you can put it back. So in this case, you can take not megis, not to do agasa, just to take out food when it's fully cooked, even if it's going to move the stuff in it, but it's fully cooked. So Rashba and Ramban hold that there is no hagasa anymore. You want to be machmir? Fine, you can be machmir, but it's not the basic din. So b'mkom tzorech, there is room to be makel. But tzorech, again, tzorech needs to be that there is no other way. If you can do dine chazara, so do dine chazara, why do you need to be makel? Yeah, so that's for today. Thank you for listening for so long.
Sir, what's the answer in the nice Quran?